Hey guys, so it's Jackson. We've got Tanner here also. So Thursday we've got the homecoming parade, which will be going through downtown, and everybody will be lining up at the football field to vote for the Kings and Queens. And then on Friday, obviously, we've got our home football game against Galleon. Hopefully we do good on that. And then on Saturday is the big day. We got homecoming. It starts at 7 o'clock. Good luck. Correction, homecoming starts at 8, but it would be best to be there early. So we got a few questions for our friends here. Maggie, what are you driving to homecoming?
I'm going to be driving my 2018 white Kia Soul.
Awesome. Classy. Tanner, what about you?
I'm going to be driving a 2014 Mustang GT.
Oh, wow. Big boy power. Now, see, I'm going to be driving a 1951 Ford Custom Deluxe. So for the theme this week at the football game, it's actually going to be hippie night. And this week at school for homecoming, we actually did a school spirit week, and everybody's been dressing up and full of school spirit. Also, on the Powder Puff side of things, the seniors ended up winning. Maggie, what do you have to think about the sophomores?
You know what? Since I was the team manager, I got a good view of how everyone did, and I feel like next year we can come out strong. Just we have to work on the basics.
Awesome. That's what it's all about. Tanner, what do you think about the seniors?
Seniors did great. We love to see it. Good performance and just an overall good game.
Yep. Exciting week this week, Whippets. We'll see you on Friday.
What's going on, guys? This is Ben Lacey on our new segment on the Whippet News podcast, Laced Up. This segment will be related to shoes and sneakerhead news. The sneakerhead or shoe community is quite a bit more important than most people think. Racking up millions and millions of dollars per year can also be a use to show off your personality. Today specifically, I'm going to be talking about the Band of Jordan 1 shoe. October 18th is actually known as Band of Day in the sneakerhead community. In 1984, Michael Jordan sat down at the table with Peter Moore and designed the most iconic shoe in the sneakerhead community, the Jordan 1. In a preseason game, Jordan laced up his later known Band Jordan 1s and dropped an 18-point game in only 29 minutes of play. The following year in February, the NBA sent a letter to the president of the NBA stating that the shoes wore during that game were against league's policies and that they should be banned from the league. Jordan was fined $5,000 for wearing the shoe, but knowing Michael Jordan, he laced up his Band Jordan 1s and occasionally played in them and was fined every single time. They later got the name the Band Jordan 1. And I think that is about time for us to wrap up. Next week, I'll be talking about some new releases coming to the sneakerhead community, the Jordan 5 Shattered Backboard and the Jordan 4 Red Thunder. Have a good one.
Hey guys, Maggie here, and this week I'm really going to be talking about student council. I know I've talked about it in previous podcasts, but this has been the week that we've been planning since the start of the school year. We had Powder Puff Wednesday, the parade Thursday, and homecoming Saturday, which was themed a night out of the Oscars. Also, with Spirit Week, it had an amazing turnout with all the people that dressed up. One of the cool things about being on student council is like seeing all the things that we've been planning and then see it actually happen smoothly and then coming together. With all the events that we've had planned and that happen, we have a lot that are coming in mind and everyone should be excited for that. Oh, next week I'm actually going to be talking about FCCLA and focusing on that, and I'm going to talk with Mrs. Young and see what she has in stake for the club. With actually being part of FCCLA, we just made shirts that say we all fight together breast cancer awareness, and those are going to be worn at the football game October 22nd. I hope everyone had an amazing and fun week with all the things that we had planned from Student Council, and I hope everyone stays tuned for next week's podcast with Mrs. Young.
Good day, this is LJ Reed back with your positive vibes. This week's lesson is resilience. Resilience is the ability to be able to recover quickly from disappointment and such without loss of enthusiasm. The quote, "Joy collected over time fuels resilience," by Brené Brown. I think that's how you say your name, but I'm not sure. You can be positive through tough times. Just like last episode's quote, positive can overpower as much as you want it to. Resilience makes you stronger. Don't forget you'll be able to move on from hardships.
It's Andre Hill here with WN Weekly Podcasting Class, and we had a giveaway last week, and our winner was Raina Hoffman. She won H&M detailing 25% off and a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Congratulations.
Last week, the football team won 38-12 against Marion Harding last week. This week, the football team plays Galleon for our homecoming game. Kickoff's at 7. this week, to get the win, our football team's really going to have to defend the run well. Galleon has a real good running back, Hanif Donaldson, extremely talented, and he's going to be their guy all game long. So if we can stop the run early and get up to a lead, I don't think there's any way they can catch up with us or compete. And I do have to give a shout-out to WN Weekly's very own Andre Hill. He had 15 catches, 254 yards, and 4 touchdowns with 1 interception last week. Played both sides of the ball real well and was unstoppable on offense last week. I think this week on the offensive side of the ball, one of the big things that we're really going to need to do is we're going to have some good pass protection this week. I think Marshall Shepard's really stepping into his bag, so if we can get some good pass protection for him, I think we'll be A-okay. And I'm here with the one and only student, Shelby High School, Zach McGuire. All right, Zach, what do you think about the football team so far?
We've been playing really good lately. We can make a big splash in the playoffs if we keep working hard and playing together. We just got to stay focused these last games and work hard.
All right, so that's going to cap off this week's episode of WM Weekly. Hope you guys enjoy it, and we hope to see you back next week. Have a great weekend. See you later.